G'day champions, welcome to 2024. We are back with Chat with a Hat. I'm your host Dave, and this is my little buddy, my little millennial, Rowan. We haven't seen much of each other over the off-season, so Row, how you been?
Yeah, good mate. It's been, didn't do much, didn't go anywhere, but it's been pretty busy for the last month or so since the season ended. So just, you know, catching up with people, going out, doing things around town. Haven't left Melbourne at all, but been pretty flat out nonetheless. How about yourself? You've been gallivanting around the country though.
Oh, it was busy. I had the 2 weeks off, the Chrissy to the week after New Year's Eve, whatever.
Yeah.
So the first week, yeah, I went up to Townsville. That was basically wet and hot and humid because they just had Jasper. Like all hell was going to like wipe out North Queensland from the face of the planet and just turned into like a big shower. Talking about panic merchants. You know, the only people that were disappointed that Jasper didn't turn into another Yazzie were the journos.
Oh yeah.
They were devastated.
Wasn't the actual cyclone, it was the incessant rain that came after it that
Yeah,
screwed
but
them
that's
over.
normal this time of year up there. It's wet season for fuck's sake. But
Yeah.
they were anticipating like obliteration, and they had all their journos parked up there, just sitting there waiting to feed on normal
Ready to
people's
go.
misery. And everybody just got wet and they were crushed. They were trying to find, this is in Cairns. They were trying to
Yeah.
find some kind of damage that they could latch onto the severity of the blow. They found one tree that had fallen over and like ants on honey, they were all standing around it, filming with the tree in
Hundred
the
journos on a
background.
tree.
Yeah, trying to pull off the, it was a big blow. It was devastating.
Yeah.
It was a big cycle. Dude, nah. And all the locals are walking past and just walking their dogs. It's like...
T-shirt and thongs on, yeah.
So yeah, good luck to the journos for trying to suck some life out of other people's misery. You just pull your heads in.
Love it.
But up in Townsville though, I caught up with my cousin Joe and my nieces and nephews. We went fishing. Pretty much all I did was donate bait to all the fish, and they were very happy I turned up because I didn't catch a damn thing.
Love it.
Went out for dinner a couple of times, hung out, just caught up with fam. And then on New Year's Eve, I did a 180, bounced back into Melbourne, did a flip on the plane, bounced back to Newcastle, and hung out down at my mate's house, Drew and Amy's mates, Deb and Lens. I had a pool party there. Ah, mate, it was the great flamingo wars of 2023. It was out of control. Those inflatable flamingos are tough, man. We haven't been able to break or burst one, but we tried. It turned into an absolute club fest with this inflatable flamingo in the pool. That was fun. Yeah, then just came
Nice.
home like everyone else and just slept for the next 6 days. I did absolutely 2/3 of sweat FA, just sat on the couch watching Netflix and sleeping and napping.
Yeah, that's pretty much all I've done as well. So I had the Chrissy New Year period off as well. Done sweet bugger all. Just had a few catch ups and a lot of sitting on the couch doing nothing, which, to be honest with you, was pretty nice. Kind of enjoyed it. They say a staycation sometimes better than a holiday because you get a bit more relaxation out of it. You don't have to worry about anything. Just sit on your ass and do bugger all for a week and a half.
Yeah, this is true. This is true. But that's my sleep done for the year. So, like, I'm done. I had my 1 week at the start, and that's it. Rest of the year, foot to the boards.
Sorted, ready to party. Nice.
Speaking of Newcastle, probably should say thanks again to Jason Sweeney from gamelife.com.au. He's still looking after us. Great sponsor, great friend to the pod. Love you, mate. So, if you've got your streaming and gaming needs, all your peripherals, Christmas is done. Take back the crappy stuff you got from Kmart and jump online, gamelife.com.au. Go get some good gear and he'll look after you there for sure. So thanks again, Jace, and we'll catch up again this year at the track.
Damn straight.
Not Newcastle, though, because there won't be a Newcastle.
Not Newcastle. So first race, 2024 season kicks off in 24 days at the Bathurst Mount Panorama Racetrack. So we've got 24 days to go to the start of the supercar season at least, but we got a bit of racing before then. I think the motorsport season in general kicks off with the Speed Series on the 8th to the 9th, 10th, and
Yes, 8,
11th.
9, 10.
Sorry.
Not 9, 10, 11.
Yeah.
9, 10,
9,
11
10,
of
11.
February.
Yeah. Yep,
Yep,
9, 10,
Sandown.
11 of February. Only reason I keep remembering that is because Super Bowl Monday's on the day after, so that's going to be a good one. I'm assuming you're coming to Phil's for that as well, eh? Or
Well, I'm not
you're
sure at the
locked in,
moment
or
because I'm a bit slack. I've just put my leave requests in forever with everything at the moment, so I don't know what's approved and what's not. So at the moment, it's a yes, but it could turn into a no, which could turn into me having COVID for one day. So,
Nice. I got my leave booked in the other day. I turned around to my boss the other day and said, I think it was about a week and a half ago. I said, I'm booked in the 11th and the 12th and the 13th. And he said, come back to me about an hour later. He said, your leave's been declined for for February. And I said, oh, that sucks. And he's gone, why is that? And I said, because I won't be at work. So yeah, I can't. I said, I've got an important engagement on that weekend and on those days. And he said, oh, he's looked at me kind of funny. He's gone to Super Bowl, isn't it? And I just gave him a little wry smile, shook his head at me, and then rock up to work the next day, log in, open up the email, and sure enough, your leave's been approved. So
Well, it's up to him, buddy. You're either going to be using a sick day or a leave day, and they'd rather you use a
that's it.
leave day so you can't use it later on.
That's it, exactly. So yeah, no, got that. So I'll be ready to go for that one.
And I don't think working from home you'll get away with it if you're sitting there trying to answer calls and we're all cheering and on the bleacher seating at Phil's house, eating
Yeah,
hot wings
probably not.
and drinking whiskey and wine at like 9 o'clock in the morning, getting some
Yeah,
buds
probably
into
not.
us and stuff.
Well, look, if there's any indication from my previous history last year, especially, I was well and truly gone by 10 a.m. So
You didn't even make it to half time.
I don't even remember the game starting, mate, I'll be honest with
No, yeah.
you.
Yeah, I think you pegged a little bit early there last year. It was
Just a smidge.
I'm fairly sure the texter came out too. I think the scribble face turned up. I'm
Oh, I
fairly
did. There's
sure.
some pictures somewhere of me draped in a bloody Ford flag and cocks all over my face, I'm pretty sure. So thanks for that.
Yeah. I love Ford. It's all right. It rubs off eventually.
Yeah,
Although playing
came off in
park
the
cricket,
shower.
we were pretty handy at park cricket across the road.
I was actually surprised at how good I was. I reckon I was the most wasted out of everyone there, and I actually done all right. So,
Yeah, we were going okay until we kept hitting six and outs into that bloke's backyard. You know, remember the guy walking the
whoops.
dog and we had to go keep getting the ball?
Yeah, sorry, mate. Yeah, grab that.
Yeah. No, that was good fun. So yeah, hopefully I get all my days ticked off. I went through the calendar for this year for all the stuff I want to do, which isn't just car racing, it's other festivals and gigs and stuff as well, which is the other half of my tragic life of acting like an 18-year-old. The number was 55. 55
55.
days off work if I want to go and do all the things that I want to go and do this year. That's a lot of
You
days off.
you've got about 55 weeks of annual leave saved up anyway, don't you? So I think you'll be right.
No, I think I got about nine. I think I got about nine weeks owing. So yeah, sure. Like I can just chew them all up this year for sure. I could, but it's whether they let me.
True. That's it.
Yeah. So we'll have to wait and see. We've got a new boss now, so I haven't had.
55. Does that include your plans to go on a groupie tour through bloody Europe with the Tempest
No,
mob?
no,
No. Oh.
no, no, mate. If I'm going to be the vodka roadie for Temptress, I am 100% in. I am the unofficial vodka roadie already. I just don't get to travel to Europe to be the guy that goes to the bar and gets all the vodkas.
that'll be fun.
Oh, that would be you, but that would be epic just to go on tour with a band. That'd be fantastic. I mean, you got to get stuck into the van life because you just drive everywhere the whole time.
Oh yeah, that's
But driving
all fun.
between Austria and Germany and Belgium, it's like just driving to Sydney.
Yeah, that's what Phil done last year. He just went on a road trip through Europe with his mate. They just drove all through Europe at a ball.
Yeah, well, if we drove to Perth, takes us what, 3.5, 4 days to get to Perth, 4,000
Yeah.
Ks. You do that, you start off at Europe, and then like you start off at France. And then you're ending up, you're basically knocking on the door of frigging Russia.
Four days, you'll drive around Europe in 4 days, so
100%. 100%. Like what we call states, they call countries. So, and some of their countries, we get a couple of them fitting in our states. So,
yeah.
yeah. No, that would be cool, but that's not going to happen, unfortunately.
No.
What else happened in off season? I don't think anything spectacularly happened. We've Went to the States. We did the aero testing. Everyone's happy with that. So that should pretty much put a nail in the coffin of the technical parity. So we can
Yeah.
hopefully never talk about this again.
Put the P word to bed. Yeah, put that to bed.
Pretty
They've done
much.
the engine testing as well now up at Queensland Raceway the other day. So they've
They
done
did.
the little tweaks, whatever they needed to do to the engine testing as well. So yeah, the P word should be well and truly put to bed this year. If it's not, then supercars has got a major problem.
No, they're done. They'll be it. They're
Yeah.
like literally
Yeah.
they'll be done. But no, so they can't argue. The teams can't argue based on my car's not as good as your car.
Yeah, no,
The only thing
should
left
be
to do
there,
is the
should be
engines
done.
because this is what they're doing currently now with this engine dyno torque sensors and
Yeah.
transient dyno testing. So once they knock that off the next week or so, results will come in, tweaks be made. They'll just blast them around a aerodrome or go back to a track. By the time we hit February in 3 weeks, 3 4 weeks,
3 weeks, yeah, 3 weeks from now.
yeah, we're good to go. Like 100%. We're cars are on the track, rubber's on the road. You can't complain anymore. Just drive it like you stole it.
Yeah, should be good. Well, do we speaking of that, now that we've got the parity and everything there, do we go through the predictions for the year now, or do we save that for a little bit later? What do you reckon?
Nah, we'll do them now.
Do it now? Yeah, I think so. So I've done a few earlier in the year. I've done a bit of a
What'd you do?
post
Top 10?
online.
Top 10 drivers, or did you do teams, or did you do both?
No, so I just done so what I've done, I've just done a bit of a run through top the champion, so supercars champion, teams champion, best performing rookie, Bathurst and Sandown winner, I think was what I predicted.
Okay, you've done a lot
So
more work on this than I have. All I did was drink beer.
I'm probably a mile off on it. I've gone a bit of a long shot on a few things. So I've predicted which is probably a bit of a long shot because I don't know how good the
Oh,
team's
well,
going to
let's
be,
go.
but
Let's go.
in terms
You
of
reel them off. You reel them off, and I'll see if I've got them on my list as well. Okay, I'll just get my list. I'll just get my list from here.
yeah,
Here,
pick it
go
up.
from
There we go. So, yeah, my champion's probably a long shot. I don't think many other people have picked him, but I think with the P word being put to bed, I'm going to go with Cammy Waters to actually bring his A game. He's been a good driver for the last few years, but just hasn't had the car behind him. So if Tickford can get their cars working, I reckon Cammy Waters might sneak in there and nab himself his maiden championship. The Teams Championship, I reckon, is going to go to what I think is the strongest pairing out of anyone on the field, and that's Triple Eight with Brock and Will. Bathurst, I reckon Brody and D Russ are going to go one better than they have last year and knock out the Bathurst win, and I think they might actually do the Enduro double. So Sandown and Bathurst, they won't get the championship; they'll just miss out on it. I reckon Brody's going to come second in the championship. But they'll do the Enduro double. And best performing rookie is going to be Jackson Evans.
Yeah, that's probably a good call.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's yeah, oh, that's 100% feasible. But it'll be between him and Ryan Wood for a rookie. Now,
Yeah,
does Richie
definitely.
Stanaway count as a rookie?
No, because he's raced 2 seasons before.
Yeah, but that was so long ago. Can he become a reborn virgin?
I don't think so because he has done
No.
his if he'd never done a full season, I would say you could count him as a rookie, but he has done at least one. I think he did actually, Matt. No, he didn't get 2 full seasons, but he has
Yeah,
done
he
one
did.
full season.
Yeah.
But he is a
So he doesn't
technically it's
count.
his
He doesn't
technically it's
count.
his rookie season in Gen 3 though. So yeah, but you can't count him as an actual
Ah, we're
rookie.
not going to
He's
that
done too
level of
much.
like
Yeah.
stats. So Jackson
So.
Evans. So what else? They're the only. Oh, and the third rookie this year will be
Love.
Aaron Love
Yeah. Racing
for
for Blanchard. Yeah.
Blanchard.
So I think, it's only due to the fact that they've got two cars now, but the best performing or team that's going to do better than they did last year is going to be Blanchard because they've got a second car. That's it. In terms of overall performance from teams from last year to this year, I reckon Premier is going to be the one that actually does the best, better than what they did last year. They've got some superstars in that team now. They've
They
spent
do.
a shed ton of money to get a few people into there that are going to bring them right up the grid, I reckon.
Well, they're basically like this is the ultimate Triple Eight customer, right? So they buy the cars from 888, they get all the data from 888, and they've taken half their engineering department.
Yep.
They literally just poached the entire brains of the organization and said, we'll have you, and you come and work with us.
Yep. So I think they're going to be right up there. So
Oh,
they'll
and Ludo.
and Ludo, yeah, well, the best engineer in the business, to be perfectly honest. I don't think there's anyone better than him. So
Well, if we have a look, I suppose, at Premier, I mean, they did get Matty Cook initially, right? They took Matt Cook
yeah.
as a team manager, and that didn't work out well in a fairly short time frame. So Matt was let go. And then they went and got Romy, and they've got Mirko De Rossa, Anton's old engineer from
Yep.
Erebus, who then moved to Grove. I think Mirko went to
Yeah,
Grove
went to Grove for a year or so.
for a
Yep.
bit, and now Mirko's back. I think he's going to look after Jimmy Golding. I think he's on Golding's car. Was he? No, he's on Slatey's car. I think he's on
I think
Slatey's
it's
car.
Slade's, I think. Yeah, he's on Slade's, I think.
I think it is. And then they just managed to announce Ludo Lacroix, who we all know we thought would die at 888, was never going to ever going to leave Roland until Roger said, "Hi, have you seen my bank? Here's my
Yeah.
checkbook." And Ludo went, "Ho ha, ho ho
That's
ho."
pretty.
Okay, I will come and play with you, Roger. And now, Zebras has gone, "Hey, Ludo, you didn't have such a good year. I really don't think the Mustangs are where you want to be, mate. You don't. I don't. Don't worry about all this parity testing and all this testing. It's not going to work for you. Come over
Yeah.
back to the Holden side. You know Holden's better. So now you can play
Chevrolet,
with
mate.
the." Sorry?
Chevrolet.
Well, now they are, but he couldn't say that at the time, could he? Right? So
He
now it's
couldn't.
like, it's still a GM, mate. You can come over. So Ludo's jumped ship again and he's back. So they've got a formidable engineering department now, 100%.
Yeah, I think they're going to be good. Look, I rate Slade as a driver. He's just never had a good car underneath him, really, to show his potential. So, I think he's probably going to be the top most improved driver overall, I reckon, from last year. So, I think you expect to see him right up there. But what are your predictions? Who do you reckon is
All right,
going to
seeing
go
as
up?
I can't find my list because I didn't do one, just go through the headline categories and I'll just give you my names.
So, champion, driver's champion.
Driver's champion. Okay, driver's champion. You're only picking one, yeah? It's got to go with one. I don't think Cam's going to get it. I don't agree with you with Cam. I'm not saying he can't drive. I'm just saying he's not going to be a driver's champion. He's going to suck it out halfway through the season when it's not going his way at some point. Pressures on Erebus and Brody to maintain the level, but 888 won't have one of their drivers who will not give a shit halfway through the season.
Yes, true.
So that dynamic will be changing. And look, I really don't like to say it, but I think Brock will outdrive Will because he's already been in the
Oh,
system. He's been in the
yeah.
system like earlier. Longer, like I just don't think it's not about just he's a better driver than Will, he's just in the 888 system already, like he's already established.
Yeah, he's
Will
comfortable with the team.
Will's playing catch up with a new engineer, new car, brand new cars. Everybody's getting new cars. It's like Christmas, it's like Oprah handing out cars. 888 have
Yeah.
built two new cars, Erebus have built two new cars. So driver's champion, oh, I'd like to go. I'm gonna say Brody, just with his mongrel on track. Now,
You going,
he's
Brody?
Cam's peer. It's going to come down to those two. So I'll give you
I think
both.
so. Yeah.
I'll give you Cam and I'll take Brody and we'll see how we go at the end of the year because I think this is where it's going to be.
Well, I'm picking Brody as a very close second. So he'll be they'll be there. It'll come down to the final race, I reckon. But I
And
reckon.
then it will be Brock, Will, Chaz, and Matt Payne
Yeah, I
from
think so.
Grove.
Or Richie, if Richie can find it straight away, I think he'll be right there as well. So,
Yeah, I'll see if Richie can just jump in and turn it on. But Matt's again had the benefit of 1 year.
yeah.
And look at his Adelaide performance. Like he's leaving on a
Oh,
high.
he's a super
And Gold
superstar
Coast.
rookie. Yeah. So
So all
that's
right,
it. So, all right. So that's
so my
driver's
driver's
champion.
championship. I'm
So team's
sticking with
champion.
Brody. I'm sticking with Brody. And you've got Cam, but oh mate, it's gonna be fun watching those two bash panels because they
Oh,
can.
it is. It is.
If they turn
Yeah,
this,
that'll
if
be good
they
fun.
turn this year into a speedway on bitumen, it's going to be mint.
It's going to be great fun. All
Those
right.
two
Well, draw our team's champion.
teams. I'd say Triple Eight are probably going to get more collective points between Brock and Will. I think Tickford will come in close behind him for teams. And then I'd probably put Grove and then Erebus fighting for third, depending on
Erebus
how
going to
Jack
drop to
goes.
fourth.
Jack's an unknown quantity. Jack LeBrock's an unknown quantity. I just don't
That's
know how
it.
many points he's going to farm.
That's why I haven't really tipped Erebus there for that, because I just don't know how Jack's going to go. He's
Again, it's new driver, new car, new engineer. So,
a good driver. He's a race winner, but you know he's
yeah, but
been
is he?
has he has found he has found it difficult when he's moved to a new team to pick it up. He will pick it up eventually, but it normally takes him about half a season. I think that's why Erebus will miss out on the team's championship.
And we'll get to the whole live pit lane thing later on. So, what was your next category?
Enduro, Sandown and Bathurst winners.
Oh, combos. Okay. Well, seeing as not everybody's been announced as a who is with who fully yet, but mostly half of the field at least locked up. If Jamie is driving with Brock, I'd say
Which he will be, actually. He will be, because Shane said Shane won't be able to make it.
that's right. Yeah. And we know Shane's not coming back, but if Jamie's the one that's going to seat with Brock
He will be. It's confirmed. If
and not
Shane
Will,
wasn't there,
yeah.
Jamie's racing with him. Yep.
So, is there any speculation on who Will's going with at
No
Triple Eight?
idea. No idea, actually.
Like, it's not Lanzi or Richo or anyone, is it? They're not pulling one of the old boys back out.
I don't think so, no. So I'll have a try
Because
and see
Lanzi
if I
does
can
the
find
wild
that.
card program. They'll
Yeah,
pick one of the
Lance will be in the wild
he'll
card,
be
yeah.
on one of the young blokes in the wild card. Super cheap car. Look, I'm gonna have to go with yeah. Oh, yeah, but again, we're coming back to it again. It's Brody and D Russ and Cam. Oh, no, not Cam. I'm not putting Cam in for the Enduro. I'm putting Brody and D Russ or Jamie and Brock.
Jamie and Brock, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I just think
And that'll be the same for both of them. Like, I think it's going to come that way. We do realize that Triple Eight are a little bit more polished at strategy in the Enduros, that they know it. And they won it last year on strategy.
they did. So, but I think Erebus
Almost
will.
lost it completely on gear failure, too.
Almost a few more laps and it would have been all over. But yeah,
Like,
I think Brady and D Russ are going to do the double. So that's my plan. All right, last one then. What's your best performing or best rookie?
Grove. Rookies. Rookies. Jeez, I'm kind of liking Ryan Wood. I'll go against you on this. I'll take Ryan Wood and you can take Jackson Evans. And
Right.
we'll see where we're at. There's no disrespect to Aaron Love. No disrespect to him whatsoever. But I'm very, very keen on seeing Ryan step up. But we've said this the last few years when Randall came up. And we said it when Kostecki's came up, and we said it when Hazelwood came up. You know, they were very big in Super 2, and then they pop up. Like, the only one that's really excelled when they popped up was Brock.
Brock, yeah, well, and Ford as well was another one that didn't perform as, you know,
Oh
as
yeah,
well as you'd
Fullwood.
think. So,
Yeah, Hazelwood and Fullwood. Like, but like when they go from the big fish in the small pond into the small fish in the big pond, and then they realize it's not as easy as they thought. Like, a tough fight in Super 2s to win a championship is not the same as a tough fight in supercars. That'll put you back
no.
in that same level of fighting will put you back mid-pack.
Another level, yeah, exactly. So now
Yeah.
that's mine, and yeah, so best improved team.
Yeah, I'm going Grove.
Grove, you reckon?
Yep,
Right,
I'm
they had a
taking
pretty good
Grove.
season last year. They finished fifth, I think, last year, didn't they?
I'm
So,
taking Grove with Richie and like the Cuzzy Bros with Richie and Maddie.
the all Kiwi lineup, yep.
Yeah, the Cuzzy Bros. I and the racing IQ of Steve and Brendan Grove
Oh, yeah.
is have elevated the old Kelly's team to the platform and the level that it really needed to be. I know that Kelly's were hamstrung with using the Nissan platform at the time. If they stayed with Holden, it might have been a completely different trajectory for that team. If they stuck with the ZB
Well, it was the Kelly racing of old back when they first came in with the Holdens when they bought
It
Larry
was.
Perkins
And
off
then they
him
got
and
factory backing. They got money. They got paid by Nissan to be a factory team. So
That's
why
brutal.
wouldn't you? I mean, Todd's pretty business orientated, money orientated in that manner. And they were building, and they were still building their own engines. And Todd wanted to build his own engine. And they got a, that's why we got the mandatory fuel drop.
So there's something else. There's a good segue then, because that was one of the articles I was looking at, was the mandatory fuel drop. Do you
Bennett.
I know what you think already. Yeah, get rid of it. I'm in 100% agreement with that. And the poll on Speed Cafe was almost unanimous that I think there was
It's not
about six,
necessary.
yeah, there was about 6% of people. I won't call them what I want to call them because it's rude and they might not like me, but there was
What,
6% of
vegans?
people that didn't like it. Pretty much, yeah. And they didn't like it. So yeah, they're I'm bin
Well,
it, get rid of it.
maybe those
It's
6% didn't
pointless.
understand the reason for its implementation in the first place. So
Well, I think.
everyone's running the same fuel fill rate.
Yeah.
The engines are so close that their burn rate is not really an issue compared to tire
Identical,
wear.
yeah.
And we've all got controlled tires. So if your engine burns within a couple of percent of between the Coyote and the Chev, you're not going to be hamstrung on laps based on fuel. Tires are going to be your issue. You're going to be coming in on tires, not on fuel.
Which is what it should be, I think. So that, and they need to work that. But tires is another problem, I think, as well. We need to, you want them to deg enough that they do wear out a little bit. You don't want them to go down too bad that you're just racing tire management races
As
as
long as
well.
everybody's got the same.
Bathurst 2023 was an indication that we don't want a tire degradation race because that was the most boring race I've ever seen in
That
supercars, I
middle
reckon. So.
hundred laps when someone took one photo of me having an extended blink and they said I was sleeping all day. It's like, yeah, well, what did I miss? Well, actually, nothing. I said, well, thank you very
Absolutely,
much.
absolutely nothing. I'd like to tell you what you missed, but I was asleep as well. Nobody, I just didn't get any photos
Exactly.
taken.
Exactly. I woke up for the last 30, 40 laps, and that was when it was cool. So, was there another category? Or was that it? Is that the.
No, the other poll as well, which we wanted to go on, which was one that came out this week, was the bump and run. Do you think we should allow the bump and run?
Yes, within
And
limits.
yeah, so what's your limits? Because I think we differ on this one a little bit. So,
Yeah, see, my limits are not you just line them up and drill them like NASCAR style or back in the 90s days where you can just punt a bloke off the track. So I'm not up for that kind of like sniping attack from behind. I think that's just dirt dog cheating. But if you're making a move, you're coming up on the inside or the outside, and you this is why they brought in the B pillar rule. And I was all good with the B pillar rule. Like if you can make up an overlap, you can get in. Get your nose in there, then you can fight for that corner. Now you want to lean on a bloke and tap and push. I'm all good with that, and they can do it to you on the next time they come around the circuit, right? So I'm all good with that. But if you spear a bloke off or pit maneuver him, I'm just going, yeah, you got to drive through for that. So excessive destruction of somebody's race by putting him off the track into a fence or literally spinning them. And they drop five or six positions while they're waiting for the train to flick turn. Yeah, you get a PLP for that.
I
That's
agree with
my
that. You
limit. They're
should.
my limits. My limits are get your shoulders out, get your elbows out. Rubbin's racing, get into it. Just don't be dirty. Everyone knows where the line is for dirty. You can see it. You know when it's
Should.
dirty and when it's not dirty.
Yeah. If a car gets punted off the track and they leave the black stuff, then you cop a penalty. You're going to lose multiple positions then.
You can still be dirty by not leaving the track. If you spin someone, they don't leave the track. That's
Well,
not
I mean,
on.
a spin is just as much as leaving the track. Like if your car's turned around and they're facing the wrong way, that's another story. But if they get bumped wide, they go off the racing line, they lose a position or two based on it. Tough luck. You're gonna have to. You can do the same later on if you meet them on the track again and bring that back into it. So I'm all for it if they want to bump them wide and keep them on the track. If you spin them and they and you know because you spin a car and they're gonna lose 10, 15 positions, 5, 10 positions. You bump them a little bit wide, they stay on track and they lose a couple of positions. Let
Yeah,
it go.
100%.
Let it go, and let them, let them argue it out later on
But
when they
that
come up
happens
to each other
now.
on the track.
That
So
happens now, and sometimes there's a penalty applied, and sometimes there's not.
more
Because
often
if
than
they
not, they're copping
if Beto
penalties for it,
can't
though.
work out if one particular driver was solely responsible and had a option to make a better choice, it's called a racing incident.
More often than not, they're copping penalties for it. I think it should be less often that they should be copping the penalties for it, to be honest with
Well,
you. So,
we have seen last year, especially late in the year, I think Reynolds got a, was that a Bathurst? Was it Bathurst where Reynolds got the penalty and everyone went, well, that's just rubbish. Like that was out of touch. That particular circumstance, he did not deserve a penalty for the contact that was made there. That
No.
was, and the severity of the penalty was
Yeah, pit lane penalty at Bathurst.
like, what's that, 50
You're
seconds or
half,
something?
yeah, you're half a lap behind then. So, and considering there was bugger all safety cars in that race, you were
Correct.
pretty
No
much screwed. Like
opportunity
they,
to actually redress it later on and make up a lucky dog or something, or even
I
just
mean, you
catch up to it.
say they were pretty much screwed, but didn't they finish fourth? So
They did.
they,
They did. They did, but they were in the wrong position for the majority of that second half of the day, based on what was widely agreed on socials when everyone lost their mind going. Even if you didn't, if you liked him or you didn't like him, or you like Mustang or you like Chev, pretty much it
Oh,
was
they didn't.
universal. Everyone was going, that's pretty much a bullshit penalty. And we're race fans, we're intelligent, we understand the racing rules of our own sport.
They didn't deserve that penalty. And yeah, they might have come back and finished, but they would have been in contention for maybe not the win, but a second or third for sure if
Yeah, for
they didn't
sure.
cop that penalty. So,
Yeah, the way the race
I don't
panned
think
out,
any,
yeah.
yeah, no one, I don't think anyone was going to beat Giz and Richie last year, but they the
Nah, it was
second position
strategy.
was up for grabs. So,
Well,
yeah.
Brody's car late in the day ended up losing power. But anyway, what's next on the little
So that's
agenda?
the bump and run. What else we got going on here?
Hang
There's
on, how far do you want it to go, though? Are you going full NASCAR, or are you going like within common
Oh,
sense?
look, to be perfectly honest with you, I wouldn't mind full NASCAR styles. I'd be
Yeah, see, there you are.
okay with it.
There
So,
you are. Until it happens to your car, you're going to be the first bloke losing his mind.
I am not a team owner. I am not a racing car driver. I am a fan, and I think NASCAR is fucking awesome. Because I love the fact that they just let the drivers, they you can take someone out and you can hash it out after the race, or you can hash it out at the next race when you meet them on the track. I
Yeah,
think
but
that is awesome. It creates
also
great entertainment.
NASCAR also actively endorse through their advertising of the sport the
They
how
do.
in touch they are with pit lane punch-ons.
Oh, they do, and it's
They love
fantastic.
it. They commentate it like it's a boxing match live on broadcast.
I reckon Reggie Reagan has had it right the entire time. We need to
Bring
bring
back
back the
the
Biff.
Biff. Yeah, but we
So,
saw what happened with our bunch of well, oh, I've got to be polite here. The administration who were adverse to any kind of personality or wanting to be woke.
I'm not going to be kind. You mean the Muppets that run supercars?
Yeah,
Yeah, those
like
ones, yeah.
when we've had a couple of people open their mouths this year, right, and say not even inflammatory stuff, but just say their opinion or say the answer to the questions that they were being baited to ask,
Well, we
and
all
then
know who it is
they
that's telling
come.
them to keep their mouth shut. You can't say that. You can't say that.
Oh well, there was that one with Scafie and the drivers, like in Newcastle round one, right? There's that. Then there's Barry Ryan copping his fine for swearing on TV when Walters is driving
And
around
they
to,
love it.
and no wonder everyone, all the drivers are wanting to leave this category because this is bullshit.
They throw the cameras in your face. They go, oh, this is going to happen. Basil be pissed off. Let's throw the camera in his face. We know he's going to go off, and then he goes off and they fine him for it. I'm like, come on.
Yeah,
That's
exactly.
a joke.
So what do they want? They want personalities. They're so bad at advertising this sport at the moment, which is extraordinary
Horrendous.
considering that one of the owners is a global sport marketing company.
They are. It is shocking. Like you look at
That's
the
how
Big
they
Bash, you look
make
at
their
NRL, you
money.
look at AFL. You look at all of it. Every other major sport in Australia, like AFL, NRL, all the other big ones, even soccer to a
Cricket.
certain degree, you see
Cricket.
advertising. Cricket, it's all there. There's advertising. It's on television. You
And
see it. You
even to
see.
the point of me doing some dolphin therapy and inserting my own blowhole, Soccer and basketball are even better at advertising their
Oh,
own codes,
100%.
even though I
Yeah.
cannot stand them for love or money and do not
No,
respect
same.
their
No.
administration, fans, players, or even
Horrible
the shape of the
sports.
ball. But they are even better at promoting their own sport than what
Yeah.
Supercars is.
100%. They're shocking. It's shocking. And it's the thing is, though, it's actually not just supercars. It's motorsport in general in Australia that's really terrible at it. Like, even the Speed Series doesn't do a great job of it. There's the two big ones, which is Speed Series, the TCRs, and supercars. They just don't promote, they don't market it, they don't advertise it, even on social media. Like, I've got their Facebook pages on my social media. Nothing. After the races, it takes hours and hours to update things on their social medias and stuff like that. Days sometimes for things to
Oh,
get updated on there.
the immediacy
Yeah.
when things happen.
Yeah, and it's shocking. Like, it's just so slow. You need to be on the ball. You need to be putting yourself out there, especially on social media, because that's where everyone is these days. And it's just not there. It's non-existent for all motorsport in Australia, which is a concern because all the other sports are getting so much of it.
I will also say I also do follow a lot of other racing categories organizations on their social pages, like their website, just even their websites, and there's still calendars on there from 2 years ago.
Oh yeah. Well, when I was looking up the Avalon one to try and get the calendar for this year, I was looking, the vast majority of articles that I found were from 2018, 2019. And I'm like, what's going on here? Like, even the website, the Avalon website was looked
Yeah,
like it
it's
was
not current.
from 2021. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's ridiculous. So, look, if you need someone to run your socials, guys, hit me up. I'm pretty good at it. So
Yeah, 100%, like legit. That they need to really. This is not a whack at supercars, but they are part of the phalanx of motorsport categories in the country that we are now consuming all of our information from online sources.
Yeah.
You're not sending out emails to my inbox with information that I'm going to read. I will find it because I'll just ignore it because I get so many emails from all different things that I've subscribed to over the years.
Yeah,
And just,
exactly.
you look at the
You get
headline and go,
15,000
that's
unread
an article
emails.
on a website. So
Yeah.
the guys that are doing all the heavy lifting are the online magazines like Speed Cafe and V8
Yeah,
Sleuth,
Speaker Pay, Sleuth, yeah.
Auto Action to an extent as well, but they're still trying to
Yeah.
also promote the physical magazine that they still
Yeah.
actually
Yeah.
make, whereas the other guys are only digital.
What is it? There's another one, Motorsport Magazine. I think they're not massive, but they do
Motorsport.com.
a little bit. Yeah, motorsport.com. So there's a few of them, but
Motorsports.com.
they do a much better job than the actual
It's because
categories themselves.
they're journos and this is how they get paid. They
Yeah.
need to be immediate. They need to be
Well,
on
super.
Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram. They need to have the articles written, published, posted, and then linked so that they can get the clicks, because that's how they make their
Well,
revenue.
supercars make their money by getting people to watch the action and go to the track. And when nobody knows there's a bloody race on, they're not getting people watch it. So,
They're also broke.
well, that's true. So, pick it up.
I've heard 60 million down the hole, so.
Oh, I hear there's a bloke out there that's got a fair bit of cash in his pocket that might want to buy the category. So maybe they should just give it to him.
Well, there's two blokes out there. I wonder what's happening with that. I wonder what's happening
Yeah.
with the South Australian Brigade, who are,
Oh, that's right. I forgot about them as well.
yeah,
Yeah, there's
that
a
mate,
couple of blokes
they're
out
the
there with a
front
ton of
runners.
money, aren't they?
They are the
Yeah.
front runners at the moment, the Shaheens. They're
That's
still
true. Yeah.
they the all they did last year when everybody was like losing their mind and spinning off about them buying the category was they just went, really? Okay, let's address it. We
Yeah.
don't talk about current business or future business deals in public. So there's
Yeah.
nothing to see here. If there is anything to say, we will let you know. And
Which
everybody
is
dropped
fair.
it because they weren't going to give them in. They just straight batted it. They just like dead batted it straight back.
Yeah.
And everyone went, oh, well, you know,
Well,
you're talking to them. I said,
if...
well, of course we're talking to them. There's no secret. That was part of the first bid. When Archer Capital sold the category, they were knocked out early, and it came down to the current owners, Race Investments, and the Peter Adderton and Paul Morris
Well, they've got the money and they've got the
bid.
resources. Here you go. Here's a something for you, which I kind of just popped into my head. Why don't we get the Shaheens to buy it and run the business side of things? but make it a partnership and get Addison in there and let him do the marketing, because that's where he does his best work, I would say. So
That's true,
how's
but
that
I don't
sound?
think as a professional working relationship, Pete's going to be ready just to be employed as a marketing company.
I
He's
don't
been
think so.
doing
I
that
no
all
no
of
no
his
I
racing career.
it,
He's been a sponsor all of his time.
it would have to be a part ownership. So that's that, you'd have to have the, you know, a part ownership with it, but the, you know, and have the Shaheens running the business, Pete
Well,
running the
like
marketing. It's
I did see that the ACCC have ratified the sale of their on-the-go service stations,
yeah.
because I mean that was being held up because of the monopoly issue when Vale were going to buy all of their, which is Shell,
Yeah.
but Vale were going to buy all of their, or
Valo, yeah.
Vale,
Valo, whatever it is, yeah.
whatever, Vale. They were going to buy all of his petrol stations, but because that would have created like a mega monopoly for one outlet, they had to ditch like 40 branded on the go, on the
Yeah.
run, on the run, on the run
On
petrol
the run,
stations,
yeah, OTR.
to just sell them off to the rivals or independents or whatever, so they're no longer a monopoly. I think last I saw that had been done, and it looked like the ACCC have removed that restriction on the sale, which means they do get their $1.2 billion, which is
So
what
they
the
got
sale
plenty
of
of
the
money.
company. Yes, cashed up.
Yeah.
Cashed up, enthusiastic, own a racetrack, got the South Australian government in their back pocket. Still trying to buy Phillip Island, from what I last heard as well, from the Foxes.
Well, I would say something's got to be done, because even if they get all the other stuff right and the on-track entertainment right and the racing right, if they're not marketing the business right as well, then you're not going to get people watching, because if people don't know it's on, then they're not going to go to the track and they're not going to tune into the television.
Well,
They're going to
speaking
go,
of
oh,
not
AFL's
watching,
on this weekend, so.
this is a good segue. Speaking of not watching, and this is the topic that we're still talking about, marketing the motor racing in Australia in general. Motorsport Australia took back control over marketing Speed Series. Ditched the stand deal, that's gone. We have now got free to air on Seven and live streaming on Seven Plus for the Speed Series rounds. Now,
So,
before we all go get excited, as everybody's been screaming about free-to-air car racing, which means you've got one job, you have to watch it and don't bitch about the ads, because
yeah.
that's the only way it's going to get onto free-to-air. The Channel 7 deal with supercars, as we all went, how good's this, last year? And did you see the actual product that Channel 7 put out all last season? Apart from the ones that are paid
Thankfully
for
not.
by the state governments, which are the marquee rounds, Bathurst, Adelaide, Newcastle.
That's it.
They didn't do Sandown. They did five. I thought they did six rounds. Five.
East Townsville.
Townsville, yep.
Townsville was one
Gold
of them,
Coast.
and the Gold Coast. Yeah,
Gold
that would have
Coast.
been it.
Because these are the
Yeah.
ones that are paid for by state governments. These are the rounds
Yeah.
that are there. And the rest of the season was 1 hour highlights at 1 o'clock in the morning or midnight to 1 a.m. on a Monday morning. Like, that's not Channel 7 living up to, like
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
a responsibility to their customers and to the supercars
Yeah.
fan base. So let's just wait and see what this Channel 7 deal is, because if it's like it was last year, where they showed you Saturday 4 till 5, which was basically the last race, but then Sunday you had to go and, oh no, 2 till 5, 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. on Saturday last year, and then Sunday you had to watch it on Stan.
I don't think it's going to be, because it's going to be like, I think it'll be live, but on like 7Mate or something like that. So it
Seven
might not be on
Plus.
Seven. Yeah, 7 Plus. And no, on the actual television, not the streaming. So it'll be streamed on 7 Plus. That'll be constant, I think. So that'll be the whole day from
Well,
like,
we
you know,
don't know.
10 a.m. to 4 p.m., I think.
We don't know.
But, well, this is what I'm hoping. So, and then the racing itself will probably be maybe start at midday and go through to like 5 o'clock. I don't think you're going
Mate,
to get
they've got
everything though.
five
So,
frigging channels. Just pick one. Nobody
exactly, that's
gives
what
a
I mean. And
rat's ass about watching you try to sell us vacuum cleaners and air fryers
yeah.
and junk jewelry on one of your 24-hour shopping channels when you
That's
can, or
ridiculous.
reruns of Charles in Charge and bring in
Yeah, exactly.
Married
They've got
with
enough
children, like just
they've got enough channels. You can put it on and you can put the whole day on. So
yeah. Well,
if Seven and Speed Series do it right, I think it's going to be absolutely mega for them, but they've got to do it right.
they don't have a choice because it didn't take off viewership wise. And Prendergast has left. He's shot through and he's gone back to supercars.
Yeah.
The head of TV. He's gone back to
So
home.
I'm yeah, we'll wait and see, but hopefully it'll be good. It'll be good for Speed Series, but yeah, get your marketing right, motorsport in Australia, because it's lacking behind all the other sports.
Yes. And having people punch in pit lane and putting cars in walls and having big accidents, that's not going to bring the crowds back in general. It's not. It's not. Trying to manufacture rivalries between drivers isn't going to, people don't even know who the hell the drivers are these days.
That's why they need to promote them more. They need to put it out there more
Put it
to
back
get
in,
that going.
put it
So
back. This is how you do it. You put it back in front of them. On free-to-air stations, so people can actually just tune in on a Saturday afternoon, sitting at home, you're mowing the lawns, your kids have finished kids' sport, come home. Oh, look, cars are on, and
yep,
make the racing
exactly.
proper, which is what they've done. So they've done part A, now they got to market it. They got to do part B.
Yeah, exactly. Fingers crossed they do a good job of it.
All right, what's left? That's enough. We rattled on about that. What else?
Not a lot, I don't think. Just any other
Good.
little articles there.
Good. I'm
Got
all good with
to
that.
give a little heads up to say, former supercars driver speaking of Speed Series, Toddy Hazel will be racing in the Trans-Ams this year, so that'll be good to see him and him and Moff and that going back at it. I think he should be up the front of the Trans-Am pack. So. Didn't do too well in supercars, but I think he's good enough to be up the front of the grid in Trans Am, so we'll see how he goes.
Oh, hang on. Hold my beer. You just wanted NASCAR argy bargy panel by panel bashing. Trans Am have been doing that since the inception. They
Yeah.
legit, like, that's the racing you want to see and the way it's raced. So
Damn straight.
Hazel was going to have to learn to get his elbows out because, I mean, usually Moff's at the front anyway, so he doesn't actually have to put blokes in the wall anymore
Yeah, that's
because
it.
he's already leading. But if he has a bad quali, look the hell out because he will just drive through you and. He doesn't give a shit.
No, it'll be interesting, but I think if Toddy can find some fire, I think he should be up there.
Well, it'd be interesting to see if Cody Gillis and the other young bloke that are now in Super Twos with Brad Jones, because they came from Trans Am. They're only
Yeah.
young kids, but straight out of karting. I mean, straight from karting, straight into Trans Am
Why
and
not?
killing it, right? But so BJR putting a two-car team in Super Twos, and they plucked these young kids out of Trans Am and said, "Oh, you like V8s here? Here's a couple we've got prepared. You can play with that." But whether they get to
Give them a
stay in
go.
Trans Am as well, because Supercars calendar, thank you again for nothing,
Yeah.
giving us 11 rounds in Australia and one in New Zealand, because
Yeah.
we've got no money. We're really bad at it. Well, if you advertise your sport, you get more sponsors and advertisers. But
Yeah.
whether they're going to double up and race in both categories, because they easily can, because there's only 6 or 7 rounds in Speed Series and there's 12 rounds in Supercars. So, but NASCAR, like, if Hazel was coming into play, yeah, he's going to be up for you got to get your elbows out because that's how this category works.
I reckon. All right. Well, the last little thing, I'll say. I'm assuming, much like myself, you're going to be watching a bit of NASCAR this year. Speaking of SVG,
Yeah, maybe, maybe not. I don't know.
Look, I'll be honest. I've been a NASCAR fan since the mid 90s, back when JG in the 24 Rainbow DuPont car was dominating everything. So I've always loved NASCAR. So I'll be paying a lot more attention to it this year. See how SVG goes, and the few cameos from Brody and Cam as well over there. So that'll be
Yeah,
interesting.
they're probably the races that I'll probably kind of pay attention, maybe a little bit. But it's like when Scotty
Yeah.
Mac went to Indy. That didn't turn me into an IndyCar fan. Still don't watch
Yeah.
hardly any of it.
I don't mind indies. Wait,
Yeah,
don't
I know.
religiously tune into them, but I don't mind them. All
Yeah, I
right.
know. I love everything that goes on over there. I just don't have the time.
Yeah, well, that's it. It's a matter of being able to watch things. That's
So
why
if it's not
movies are
convenient
good
for
things.
me and it's a category I don't understand and I don't know the drivers, I don't know the teams, I don't know like who's doing what, and I can lose touch very quickly. It's like I just don't have the time to invest to be informed. And NASCAR is in that category. I don't have the time to be informed that would give me the time to watch it and get engaged. My brain's full, dude. I've already got enough stuff going on without trying to add more international categories to my
Get it,
my viewing
get them there.
roster.
I might add a few of those in anyway. I might be doing something a little bit of something on the side with another mate to get the international motorsport fixing, because I know Dave's not too keen on the well, not that he's not keen, but you just don't pay as much attention. So I
Yeah.
might have a little something in the works for a little bit later on with another mate that likes
Yeah,
the
get
international
into it.
stuff. So
100%.
we'll be I won't say too much more than that, but keep your ears peeled and eyes peeled, because there might be a little bit
Oh,
more
good. So now there's
international
going to be
spice coming. So
two podcasts a week you don't turn up to because you've got an emergency dinner and an emergency
exactly, that's
family birthday, or I'm tired, or
it.
I'm just tired. I had a big day at work doing nothing on my ass all day answering telephones.
I've been promised home brews if I show up for this one, so I might have to do
Oh.
that. So,
Even
but
then, you won't bother to turn up. You'll find a reason not to. All good.
lastly, before we go, we
Yeah,
got
before we fuck off, let's go.
just want to speak on the GTs, because we do have the Bathurst 12 hours, probably the first big event of this season, other than the TCRs and the Speed Series. So, I reckon just out of the cars that I've seen so far, I think the 888 guys with Feeney, Brown, and Greiner, the Canadian GT expert specialist, are probably the top pick. Or Tommy Randall, Cam Waters, and Craig Lowndes are also in a car, which I can't actually find which car they're racing. So,
I thought it was an M4, but maybe I'm wrong.
I don't think
I
it
thought they were
is.
running in a Beamer.
Maybe I'm just trying to find it now. I'm trying to look for the article, but
Don't think it was the M3. I thought it was like a
can't
Beamer.
see it. So Chazzy Mostert's going to be racing a GT for McLaren, which is actually, he's a part owner of the team that he's racing, which is pretty cool.
I remember a couple of years
And
ago, remember the 12-hour couple of years ago during like running time. When we didn't really have, was it right? Was it 19?
which one's that?
When we had the internationals coming over and we were all just, wording them up. It's like, Vegemite and Drop Bears, oh, Bathurst, Bathurst, But the only blokes who binned it were all the Aussie boys. All the supercars drivers were the ones that were parking it up at McPhillamy and bashing into cars and hitting walls, and all the internationals are going, really? So you guys are the best at this, but we haven't hit shit.
Best of the best over here, and they're going for it. So no, that's it is interesting. Here, I don't know if you know this, because I only saw this the other day myself. So they won't be at the 12-hour, unfortunately, but there is what's their name? Perth-backed Lance East Group, owned by Lawrence Escalante, is a over in WA, actually going to be fielding two factory-backed Ferraris, brand spanking new Ferraris, in the GT series this year. So it'll be the first time in
What, the
the
Fanatec
GT
GT series? They're going to run that
Fanatec,
category, are they?
yep, Fanatec
Fanatec
GT
GT series
series.
powered by something.
So they'll be running, two factory-backed Ferraris, brand
So we'll
spanking
see
new
about the
Ferraris.
speed
That'll
series
be,
because most of the Fanatec boys
we
are
will, yeah.
racing at the
Yep.
speed series calendar. So we
Yep.
got
So,
new cars into that as well. Well, see, the thing is, what are those drivers going to move or teams going to move to when the Audi ceases production, which it basically is ceasing production? The R8. There won't be
gonna be
any
gone
more
soon. So,
R8. So
no.
there's a Porsche,
McLarens,
there's a
Porsches, and
Lambo,
Ferraris.
and there's basically AMGs and R8s.
So
Once
you
the
have them
R8s are
now.
done,
You'll have Ferraris, you have the Porsches, you
well,
have,
it's bringing the McLaren back.
well, I think, well, bring
Oh, get
the
the caddy.
BMWs. Cadillac, I wouldn't mind seeing that. That'd be all right. But it's going to be interesting. I'm looking forward to seeing these
Get the
Ferraris on track.
prototype.
They look
Get
nice.
that
So,
prototype car, turn it into a GT car. We're good.
oh, that'd be nice. But yeah, I thought that was pretty cool, just to see two
Oh, they do have
brand
that
spanking new Ferrari
KTM,
296s in there.
that carbon
Oh
fiber
yeah,
KTM. That thing's there. That's
Never
backstage.
been, never been anywhere. It looks cool, looks absolutely mega, but it's
Yeah, it's not fast enough.
not fast. No, it's
It's
good
not
in the
fast enough.
corners, real quick in the corners, but it's
Yeah.
not overly quick down the straight. So,
Nah, it's just not fast enough.
no, but it looks pretty good. So that's I think that's about it though. So that was the last little bit I wanted to touch on. Just say those Ferraris because I thought that was pretty cool. Looking forward to that. So.
What rounds are you thinking of this year
So
in
definitely
general?
I'll the speed series I'll make the Sunday of on
At
the Supermoto
Sandown.
weekend. So the 11th. So I'll be there on a Sunday.
Yep.
Anything that's at Sandown this year I'll be going to. So
Yep.
Supercars Sandown, I think they've got the TCRs there a little bit later in the year
They
as
do.
well.
I think we do.
I'll be
Phillip
yep, so be
Island as well. We've got PI.
going to that. Yeah, I would love to actually get down to Phillip Island again this year. So I'll try and get down to that one if I can. For the TCRs, Bathurst obviously making that one, so gonna celebrate. It'll be it's only
The
just after it
1,000,
this weekend,
not the
yeah.
500,
The
the one.
yeah, no, the 1,000. So I'll be celebrating the big 4-0 at Bathurst this year. So that'll be a fun one.
You know that actually means that you no longer can call yourself millennial and just claim, "Oh, I'm tired, so I can't like do a podcast because I'm tired."
Nah, mate. I'll be riding those coattails till the day I die.
Which might be 40 when I see you up the mountain if you don't end up pulling your finger out. All right, so. What else? Is that it? Melbourne GP? If you haven't got a ticket now, good luck.
maybe not because I don't have tickets. So unless I can score another free one again, I don't think I'll be going to the GP because I missed that boat. That ship sailed. So yeah, unless one pops up somewhere again, I think that'll be
Yep.
I'll just stand out the front and listen to them.
Other than that, not much else going on because in Victoria, there's no Winton.
No.
Well, maybe we should go do one of these dirt trackers that we were supposed to do.
Well, yeah, so second of March, we'll lock that one in. That's in the calendar. So
Second of
lock that one
March,
in. It's
Avalon.
the Great Southern Showdown, Sprint Cars and Dirt Modifieds. Probably two of the best dirt series or dirt dirt racing series there is in Australia. So
A women
yeah,
white
that's
t-shirt.
yeah, all white t-shirts, white
White
shorts.
shorts. Yep.
Yeah. White everything, mate. You can't do it. That's your initiation to Speedway. If you don't walk in wearing white and walk out wearing brown, then you've
And
done
hopefully
something
it's
wrong.
muddy.
Well,
Hopefully it's raining so I can get down on the fence and then I'll,
they don't race in the rain, unfortunately. If it rains, they cancel it. So,
pussies.
yeah, I know, right? So that's
What is this? The
but
like the cricket of car racing.
pretty much, yeah. So they kind of stop it if it's raining. So hopefully if it's rained a little bit beforehand, so the track's a little bit slick and the outer edges are done, that's what you want. So a little bit of rain the day or two beforehand, that's what you want. So the track's a little bit slick, bit of mud on the outside of the track, that's what you want.
Cool. All
Get
right.
that
We'll
mud
see
flying.
how we go. I'll bring the hose with me if it's a dry day. We'll just like spray it down
Yeah.
a bit. Yeah.
Yeah, done. So it's now second of March, lock that in. We'll do a special ep on that one once we come back. So yeah, that'll be fun. That'd be fun. Oh, that's something I'll also be trying to get to, which I didn't manage to get through this year, especially at Sandown, though, is the Victorian State Race Series. Watching young Reef
Reefies.
flog it around. If he's going back into the if he
Yeah, he is, I think.
yeah back in the V's again. So I definitely want to get down and catch around with him this year.
Until we can find him some money, all you rich people out there that want to actually win stuff, get in touch
Yeah.
with me. Get in touch with Chat with a Hat by email, or call me, or just get in touch with me on socials or through the Erebus page and stuff. If you've got coin and you want to win things and want to be successful and feel like you are part of the successful team, we need to get money for two kids. There are two guys out there that need the coin. It's Reef McCarthy. And Bailey Sweeney,
Yeah.
who's in the TCRs with a Hyundai.
Both superstars, but they
Both
don't
those
have a lot of
kids,
cash. So.
all they need is budget, like every other kid on the planet in motorsport. But all they truly do need is just some budget to get them into the Super Twos, which cost about $600,000 a year to put your kid into a Super Twos cars team.
Yeah, they got talent coming out the wazoo, both of them.
They
So,
do. They do.
yeah.
They just need the $600,000. And you can only sell the cow once. So
Exactly. Well, if you're rich, well, speaking of that, don't forget to buy a Powerball ticket for our Thursday, 150 million. We can
Oh, dude, if I end up
It,
with half of that,
it.
these kids have got their budget, and it'll be like my face all over the car,
Covered.
like legit,
Oh shit.
just this big hat on the bonnet, and
Now I'm definitely buying a ticket. I can't let that
100%.
happen.
The whole chat with a hat all over the roof and the bonnet, it'd just be hats everywhere. It'd be
Oh
Hatapalooza.
God.
And
Oh God, I gotta win it now.
but they would definitely get some coin in their pocket just to give them the opportunity to see if they've got what it takes before they get picked up. Once they get picked up by the mainstream, then we're gonna have boys' companies just knocking on their door saying, "Yeah, no, we'll buy into that."
Begging,
So,
yeah.
no, we can see the value in you. So it's just hard when you're not racing in front of anybody that's on TV to
Yeah.
try to get your profile out there and show your results. You know, you're knocking on doors with YouTube clips and stuff, and it's a bit hard, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, there's only one thing you got to do. Just show them that video last year where Reef went from 36 to second in
Oh, Island Magic. Yeah. Started dead
Like,
last and ended up in second.
well, he made up 12 positions by the time he got to the end of the front straight, I think, on the first
Actually,
lap. So.
when you watch that video, because Reeves, back of the grid because of the race two contact when he got sort
Yeah.
of, DNF'd basically. The car in front, that little blue, red, and white car directly in
Yeah.
front
Well,
of
that's
Reeves,
your mate, isn't it?
that's my mate Mark.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah. Yeah.
that's my mate from Queensland. He's come down and that's where he ended up on his combined stuff. And I said to him, "So did you catch up with Reef?" He said, "Mate, I saw him. The lights went out. I took off, and then Reef came past me, and I never saw him again. Oh, that was the end of him." They hadn't even crossed the start line
Nah,
yet, and
it was
Reef's
already
already
four cars in
blasted
front of him.
away.
Yeah,
Yeah.
it was four or five cars in front of him by the time they hit the start
Yeah,
finish
yeah,
line. Yeah.
yeah, yeah, 100%. And but watching that clip, because that was Adelaide time too. I was in Adelaide for that,
Yeah.
unfortunately. That's another
That
thing.
was it.
MA should be looking at this and actually working out with everybody some scheduling. You're going to have a major state round, which is a national round at Phillip Island,
Yeah.
and you're going to have the final round of supercars there. It's like, can't anybody kind of get their calendar kind of sorted out
Yeah.
where.
Work together and put them on. There's plenty of weekends that supercars don't race. Let's figure it out and put all these local and state racing and
Correct.
national
And
racing
these
on.
guys aren't doing 12, 15 rounds a year. They're only doing
No.
like six or seven. So
Yeah, exactly.
let's try to
Where you
be a
get.
little bit more considerate about the other categories and share the
Yeah.
pool of people who do actually care and will turn up and will support the categories. But that was
Yeah.
disappointing for me because, yeah, couldn't go to both.
Yeah, 100%.
Had tickets for both. Couldn't go to both.
Can't go. No.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I think
All
that's about
right.
it.
Well, welcome
We've
back,
offered up one.
everybody. Welcome to
Yeah.
2024. That's us rambling along. We're not going to do too much more.
That's it. Well, we've definitely learned our lesson to not go over the top and piss on for way too long, as you can tell. So.
Yeah, what's that, about an hour? Yeah. So this is
At
us just
least, yeah.
blowing the cobwebs out. We do actually have a whole bunch of actual new things that we've got lined up in the pipework for this year. And we've got a slightly different format coming through that we'll try to make it more car friendly for you guys so we don't blow it all out. We've listened, we've asked the feedback, you've given us some great feedback. Yeah,
Yeah.
a one
But
hour ep isn't what you're after. You're after
this
yeah
this
you're...
is this is not an indication of
Nah, this is
the
just
rest of
welcome to
the
this is just welcome back to 2024 because
season.
no one
Yeah.
cares at the moment. There's nothing going on, so we are going to tighten it all up. Going to hit short and sharp because we know your time is
No.
precious. I understand that.
Time is valuable. Time is money.
And you got a whole bunch of other potties to listen to and music, and there's only so many
Hey, don't
drives
be
to
silly. There's
work.
no other potties. We're the only one. That's it.
If you want opinions, come here. If you want facts, phew,
Yeah, better
ignore
go
them.
somewhere else. That's
Yeah,
it.
don't go anywhere else. Stay with the opinions. All right.
That's it.
Good to see you again, Ro. Good to catch up. Glad you had a good Chrissy, and we shall be probably when we're going to do the next one. We're doing a prelim before. Speed series, couple weeks
I
time.
guess so, yeah. So yeah, probably just before, or do we do it just after the speed series? So we do the speed series review and a preview of the 12
12
hour
hour
supercars race, I
slash
reckon.
12 hour slash 500, because it's weekend after weekend, it's back to back to back to back. So
So we'll do the weekend after Speed Series. So we'll have a Super Bowl talk about. We won't be filming that on the Monday night. I'll tell you that much right now.
no,
unless you want to do it live at the Super Bowl. So
I'm good with that. I'm good with that, mate. It's chat with a hat. We can do what we want. There's no rules.
see how we go.
We
Yeah,
don't even
see
have
how
to
we
talk
go.
about motorsport.
That's it.
We can talk
We'll
about
see how we
cricket.
go.
We can talk about tennis. I mean, how good's the tennis going at the moment? Who cares?
Who
How
cares?
good's the
The
cricket
what?
going? We're doing all right in the cricket.
Yeah, it's not too bad. Going all right. Won a few games, I think. So,
Well, destroyed Pakistan and West Indies. I think in Adelaide was the fastest test in the history of Adelaide. Like
yeah, it
two
was
days in one session.
blink and you miss it. I mean, if it wasn't for Shamar Joseph, the West Indies didn't show up. So,
No, they just needed to play with his passion and catch you all. Thanks for listening. We're welcome back to 2024. All the fireworks are done. Christmas parties are done.
See you in a few weeks after the first round of motorsport, guys. Peace out.
Bye.